I guess the bookies are thinking, like a lot of people are, maybe Donegal don't want that league final with everything's going on the 21s and the trip coming up to New York, and that doesn't really suit them. And do Donegal want to play, you know, Dublin and potentially, you know, give away some of our tactics, and should we meet them later on in the summer, actually? So I guess everybody's thinking Mayo are desperate at home. Surely they'll turn up and perform. And Castlebar, in many ways, is their Letterkenny at the minute, you know. Firstly, for Donegal, the record's been unbelievable at Ballybofey and very good at Ballyshannon. But, yeah, certainly Castlebar, a very strange one, seemed to struggle there. And we've seen some very up-and-down performances from Mayo. So I think if Donegal wanted to go and win the game, well, actually, no, they will do that. But maybe the attitude will be to give different lads runs and that, and take the foot off the gas a bit, and Mayo might take the points.
But then again, Rory Gallagher always likes playing at Croke Park, and to have the experience at Croke Park for this younger generation of Donegal player that is now coming through the ranks, I suppose he wants to have them to have that experience ahead of championship.
Yeah, for me, actually, I totally agree, and that's the way I would go. I think this young team has been fearless, you know, so far, and they back off from a challenge is not their style, and I just love what they've done in the league. I've been absolute breath of fresh air, the energy, enthusiasm, you know. I've loved watching Donegal. It's been brilliant. So for me, yeah, I would say, yeah, bring it on. Now, the situation under 21s just is very, you know, very crowded. The schedule's coming up. But I think, sure, go for it and go and beat Mayo and go and take on Dublin. Why not? Because, you know, pretty much our players are getting well known at this point, and it's going to be much of a muchness what Dublin are expecting. And if you were to play them, and there's no obviously guarantee of that as well, Ashton. So that's the way I would think. I would think go down Surrey and beat Mayo. And for these young lads, I'm sure they'd be chomping at the bit to get into Croke Park and play in this exciting team.
Tyrone could still make a League One final. They need other results to go in their favour, and then they have to beat Kerry down at Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney on Sunday. Kerry are beatable on their home patch. Monaghan showed that before, but Mickey Hart will be looking for his players to respond, having lost the last two, Brendan.
Yeah, I think the big thing, I've seen Joe Lasty, 15 wides and a few balls in the keeper's hands, and just there's this throwing just don't seem to be able to find their range in front of goals at the minute, and I guess that's the thing they're going to be working on. They're creating the chances, they're just not putting them away. And I thought after two bad performances between Mayo and Tyrone, that Tyrone at home would have been the team to respond. The fact that Mayo done them by a point just shows you, you know, suddenly from Tyrone tipping top of the league, they're now, you know, in a position where they've had a terrible slump. So yeah, it'd be a big morale booster to go down there, and they obviously have that bit of history to carry as well. So that's going to be a spicy encounter. But I think for Hart, you know, his defensive shape, you know, has been fairly good. It's the other end of the pitch where Tyrone need to get it right.
And just finally, a note on Derry. There's going to be an anxious wait over the course of the weekend to see if they're going to stay in Division 2. How big a disaster would it be if Derry were relegated this weekend to Division 3, Brendan?
Yeah, massive, Oisin. And, you know, the talent is there. I mean, you think of, obviously, Slough Neil in their ranks, and the level of club football that they have, you know, the talent that they have there. And we keep on saying it. Like, it's just, it seems to be going down, steady downhill. And I think, obviously, conceding an average of 20 points a game is just not good enough. And, I mean, whatever Barton does this week, he has to get his defence right. They have a lifeline. There's a man who ain't bad at home, and you know, really, that's a tough encounter for them. But you'd think when the chips is down, as I say, the Slaughterneed boys been back in and maybe been better and a bit more, having a couple of weeks training together, you know, you'd think Derry will pull out a performance. But, you know, you would say at home for Manor with the form that Sean Quigley's in, like, anything could happen there. And as you say, down to third division would be a hammer blow for Derry.